We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. USD 383 Manhattan Ogden has a school board meeting tonight. It's at 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center. We're getting a preview of that here from Executive Director of Teaching and Learning, Dr. Paula Haug, and school board member Kurt Herman. There are some other items we're going to talk about here this morning with regard to the meeting tonight. And Kurt, you had some other things with regard to College Hill that I think we were going to talk about here. Is that right?
Well, it's one thing that, you know, we're going to approve tonight is adding a floor covering for the basically the storm shelter at College Hill Preschool. This money is actually coming out of our capital outlay. This was not part of our bond issue. But we did not do that floor during the bond issue to save money and keep us under the budget. But we did have that money anyway within capital outlay that was earmarked for College Hill. So that's why we're doing it this time. I've had some people ask me, you know, well, gosh, you just finished that building and now you're already putting more money into it. Well, that's why that happened.
Okay, very good. There's also going to be an item here tonight dealing with the pandemic response and kind of what that's going to maybe look like here as we head into the fall. I know there's a lot of question marks about that here as we are now a little over a month from the start of the school year. This is just a draft plan, as I understand it, though.
Yes, it is. And I'll let Dr. Howard fill in the blanks on this one. But I just want to start out this was a response of our result of the last roughly year and a half that we've had to deal with the pandemic and you know, lessons learned, and you know, and that was the thing. You know, a lot of, I'm sure even my, you know, where I work, people are like, well, are you taking notes? Are you keeping track of this? Because this may happen again. What are you going to do in the future? And this pandemic response plan, Dr. Haug, I know, has worked very hard on developing that. But I want to say that I'm really proud of the way our district and our staff handled the pandemic and we stayed steady. We were hybrid through the whole time and we weren't, you know, all in, all out hybrid. We didn't bounce around and at least we were consistent and we never really had a big outbreak. And I think we protected our staff and our students. And this was the one time where I would say that our top priority was taking care of our protecting our kids and our staff rather than education.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks.
Sorry, go
ahead. Kurt, that's great. No, that's okay. It really, Michelle Jones is a huge component of the plan as well. She did a lot of the work and works with the medical advisory as well as the community of knowing, having her sense, her finger on the pulse of the community. So many things are still to be determined of where we are. Of course, masks are one of the questions we're asked regularly. What does that look like for our students, especially those under 12 who, you know, at this point, we don't know a potential vaccination date. So it is a draft plan that we will continuously, exactly what Board Member Herman just said, continue to respond to. And as things come up, refine and reflect so that we are able to maintain the instructional model and delivery that we start with like we were able to last year.
All right. So at this point, if someone were to ask, will my child be required to wear a mask in class? Whatever the answer is today may be different here in a month. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it is. It's a living, breathing document right now. But I think in the plan, it says that students that have not been fully vaccinated will be highly encouraged to wear a mask. So that's the statement right now. I don't know which way that's going to go, but that's what it says right now.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of folks are, at least appreciative that, you know, you guys are always thinking about that going forward. Not everyone's going to agree on this issue, but, doing what's best for the students and staff, that's the important part.
I can see that being, it's going to be a little bit of a tricky thing to navigate through because, you know, we talk about, you know, wearing a scarlet letter, letting everyone know that you have not been vaccinated. So I think there's a little bit of again, it's a learning curve and it's a breathing, changing document. I would hope that, you know, if you hadn't been vaccinated, that you would want to wear a mask. But, like I said, we can't force them to do that at this time.
You know, I always wonder, out of this pandemic, you know, when COVID's not a thing as much as it is, you know, could you foresee maybe, you know, in the winter flu season, if you have a bad outbreak of flu, maybe masks come back on for a short time at the school district?
I mean, that's a possibility. You know, I actually visited my regular physician about a month ago, and he had said he had the lowest number of people calling in sick this past year. And he said it was really maybe just because of the masks, you know, no flu, no colds or anything. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's a point well taken.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we're speaking with Kurt Herman and Dr. Paula Haug here from USD 3D3. Do we have any announcements here? I know Michelle usually has a list of things. We didn't really talk about that beforehand here.
I'm sorry, I don't have that handy.
I don't either.
Okay. Well, we may not. I didn't get a list sent over. Usually I do, so I was just curious on that.
I'm sorry, I whipped on that, but yeah.
That's all right.
No, it was the same. That's okay. They're the same as last week, Brandon. Just the announcement of the open enrollment will start, and then as well as the enrollment at the high school, if you want to come in and do that face-to-face, as well as then the first day of school. So it was those key dates that are upcoming. And always, she and Tess Rickey do a great job with the district website of making sure that all dates are right there and the path for questions to be answered if you have them as well. So they were the main things that Michelle had.
Okay, very good. We have one more phone call here. We'll get to him next. And go ahead. I believe Paul is joining us on In Focus. Go ahead. Good morning. You're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Good morning. Please don't take this question in the wrong frame. I was wondering if you have changed the background investigation and the interviews with new employees in light of what we have seen happen lately. I'm not blaming anybody, but it seems to me that maybe we need a little more in-depth investigation into who we're hiring. What would be your opinion?
Thank you for that question. And of course, as a district, we agree that it's unfortunate what has happened, but our human resource department does have policies and practices in place. And, you know, the background screening will only identify if there's something on it that has conviction, you know, something to be. Red flags, unfortunately, don't show up on background checks. So I'm going to turn it over to Kurt, too.
Yeah, I agree, Dr. Haug. And, you know, in this case, that, the guy had no previous record. He had nothing in his past. And nothing would have shown up, didn't show up anyway, but I agree. I think that's good advice that, you know, just make sure we review and make sure we're doing a proper background checks on all our employees.
All right.
And just to reiterate, our student safety and staff safety is our absolute priority. So this is not blowing off your question, anything like that. It is something that we definitely are taking to heart and looking at practices.
All right, very good. Well, we're out of time here for our interview. Again, the school board meets at 6:30 tonight, Robinson Education Center. Kurt Herman, Dr. Paula Haug, thank you so much for being part of our show.
Thanks again, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. We'll hear from Jake Powell at the Manhattan Fire Department up next.